So, how's your money stories and your money beliefs shaping your reality, your goals, your decisions, and the actions that you're taking in your business? Welcome to Your Business Quest podcast. I'm Osman Sharif, the business owner's coach, and I'm dedicated to guiding established experts like you through the journey of confidently growing your business without chaos and confusion. Come along as we navigate the unique chapters ahead of your business, exploring how to master your mindset and truly embrace your entrepreneurial superpower in everything you do. So if you're ready to make some real magic happen in your business, then let's embark upon this exciting quest together. So today I want to have a conversation with you. You know, me and you, about something that is really important when it comes to business and it comes to life as well. And that is the topic of money, which I know can throw up quite a lot of emotions for a lot of people. So we'll dive into that together, shall we? I know you're excited to get going, but before we jump in, I want you to get the most from today's episode. And for you to do that, just like it would be if you go on any journey, you need to know where you currently are right now before just blindly moving forward. So I invite you to take my Business Magic Scorecard right now so that you can get a snapshot of your current reality. You know what's going well in your business and where you've got the biggest opportunities for even more growth ahead. It's quick, typically taking less than 97 seconds. It's free, and I know it'll give you so much clarity. You'll get a personalized report with your results, along with some exclusive free resources to help you based upon your results to move things forward. I promise that it will help you to discover which of the three elements of my business magic formula you'd benefit from focusing upon right now. You'll then hear what's discussed in the rest of this podcast episode very differently and through a more personalized perspective with your scores in mind. And that, my friend, will help you when it comes to deciding what to implement and what actions to take as a result. So take action now, simply go to osmansharif.com/scorecard or visit the links in the show notes. Okay, now let's get going. So let's level with each other. When you think about money in the context of your business, how do you feel? What do you say to yourself? Are you excited by it? Do you feel positive about it? Or does it make you squirm a little bit? Does it make you feel icky? Do you want to just shy away from it? Does it feel pretty negative? Well, when I am working with a lot of my clients, the topic of money rears its ugly head, and it's often one of the sources or one of the symptoms, I should say, around how people get stuck or how they're getting in their own way. And a lot of that can be down to what you've experienced personally, the beliefs that you have, and a lot of that can be down to your stories. That's how I like to refer to them as well. Just last week, I was working with a client, and when we got to the root of why they were always creating things and they were so focused around it, but then they would just shy away from really putting it out there, then a lot of it came down to them not feeling good enough, or it wasn't worthy enough, it didn't have enough value, it wasn't perfect, and there were some money stories and beliefs wrapped up in that as well. Because the stories that we have, they influence how we think. They influence how we talk to ourselves and other people, and they are shaped by the decisions that we've made in the past. And often those decisions are very unconscious. So we don't even know that we're deciding about the things that we are deciding about until they start to show up. And again, sometimes it can be pretty invisible until you kind of start to go, why does this keep coming up and up? And why am I sabotaging my success? And also that's where, as a coach, I'm really listening out for, and I notice the things that my clients sometimes don't notice. It's like the leopard can't see their own spots in that way. So the first thing I'd love you to start thinking about and pondering about and getting curious around is, how could you recognize some of your money stories? Start to really tune into, what do you say to yourself and other people when it comes to the topic of money? That can be the judgments that you make when you're looking at things, or when you see other people in your industry or even other industries putting out their products and services, and when you see them, what do you say to yourself? Do you go, ooh, that's really expensive, or ooh, that's really cheap, or whatever words that there might be coming out of your mouth or going around your head? But a lot of that can give you a snap second insight into what your money stories are. So really, I want to invite you to start being curious and noticing, what are the things that you say, such as, I can never earn X, or I can't charge more than Y, or that's too expensive, I couldn't do that, how dare they do that? Or even those little judgments such as, ooh, they're being really bold. All of those can really influence what you think and what you do. Am I making sense here? And I was having a virtual cuppa, and the business owner was basically saying how they can never keep money. They make money, it goes away as quickly as they make it. And I'm like, oh, that's an interesting story. And when we dug into that a little bit more, they were like, oh, this has been a pattern that has been happening over and over again. But really, we're not born with these limiting beliefs and these stories. A lot of them can be passed down to us from our parents, our environments, the situations that we're in. We can effectively absorb them. And again, they can then become our stories, our identity in many ways. And I remember this really clearly when I got my first proper job. I worked in Marks & Spencer's as a graduate trainee. And I remember just a few weeks into the start of our program, I was having lunch with the other graduates, commercial graduates on the program, and we were all training in the same store, and we were just about to go to our weekly management meeting, and I remember the topic came up of where they saw themselves going and their career, and I just remember one of them saying, well, if I'm not making more than double the amount in terms of my salary in this role or in this company within the next 2 years, then I'll be out of here. And then the other one's like, oh, double. And they named a figure and it was even more than double. And I just remember looking at them, going a bit silent, thinking, seriously, are you delusional? Because we all started off at the same salary. And in my eyes, I actually thought it was a pretty good salary for that age as well. But even the notion in terms of being able to double that salary in that short space of time. And there was all this judgment going in my head. And I was thinking, how will that even be possible? And what makes them so special to think that they can actually make that amount of money in such a short space of time? And I just remember from that day going, why do I have a very different blueprint in terms of even expectations around money compared to other people? And a lot of that actually came down to, when I looked into a bit more, the way that I thought about money in terms of, my mum was a nurse, and I remember a few years ago hearing how much she was earning and how she was able to provide for us, including the money that my dad brought in from his business. And we did well and we got what we wanted to in life and we were very lucky and spoiled in many ways. But then I had equated that type of salary to be able to provide this type of life that I had experienced and I thought was a pretty good life. Does that make sense? So because of my story or what my beliefs were around what you could earn, it massively got challenged when I was hearing the other grads basically saying that they wanted and even expected so, so much more, that in my head, I had beliefs around in terms of, oh, you couldn't earn that money unless you were right at the top of that career. But the good news is that when I recognized it, I noticed how it made me feel. And then as I started embarking upon my NLP, neuro-linguistic programming training, I started to look at some of my money mindset blocks and the beliefs, and that's one that I absolutely challenged and I was able to get rid of as well. So I'm sharing this with you just to help illustrate the fact that we don't walk around life and think about our stories and our beliefs all the time, but often there are events that really bring them to the surface, and they often are those situations that you find yourself or that you get yourself into that do tap into your emotional responses. So really think about, has there been any times for you where you've had that feeling or that knot in your stomach or being challenged around something to do with money, and what can you learn from that, and what's your story around it as well? So a couple of other things that as business owners that we definitely need to recognize and be mindful of is that we want to make sure that we're also not making decisions for other people, i.e. our potential customers or our clients, based upon our own money beliefs or our own money stories or baggage. Again, I see so many people, and I've done this in the past as well, where you make decisions for them, like, oh, they won't be able to afford that. Oh, well, actually, that's a bit too expensive. Oh, this is what they'll expect in that way. But really, is that actually true? And why not let them make the decision rather than you make the decision for them? And again, you can often be really surprised at what people want and what people value. And that leads me on to the next point, and the fact that we all have a different value that we place on different things. Think about it. Is there anything that you spend your money on that even other people in your household, your family, or your friends think that you're absolutely mad? So for me, I absolutely love coffee. I love going out, especially to go and get coffee. And for me, that means a trip to Starbucks. And I know that they don't have the best coffee in the world, but for me, it's experience, it's that sense of freedom. But I have many people saying to me, how much money are you wasting on coffee? But again here, actually, I don't see it as being a waste of money because it does a lot of things for me. It gives me that sense of something that I enjoy and I value. Does that make sense? Other people, it might be shoes, i.e. my wife loves her shoes. And others, it might be in gadgets, and yep, I'm talking about myself here, or things around cars or whatever that might be, or holidays. So again, for me, I absolutely didn't mind spending a bit more money up front to go on all-inclusive holidays with the family where the boys could go to kids' clubs, there was entertainment, there was just a sense of luxury, you didn't have to think about anything when you were there. But that's because I valued what you got for that, whereas other friends and even family honestly thought that we're off our heads spending that amount of money on holidays when you could effectively go and have an amazing time still having a different type of holiday and doing it a different way. So the reason why I'm saying this is, again, please make sure that when you understand who you are wanting to work with, who your product or your service is, that actually people will value it in different ways, and you don't have to try and appeal to everybody. And that's why the clearer you are about who your ideal client is, then it becomes easier to really focus on what's important to them and to lean into it as well. So the next thing that I'd really invite us to do, especially when it comes to money, and if your relationship with money, especially in your business, isn't exactly the way that you'd like it to be, especially let's say it is goals around money or revenue targets, etc., is instead of just plucking a number that you go, that's what I want to aim for, then give yourself a reason for that. Put a meaning behind that money, and that then changes the story. It actually gives it more weight, it makes it more personalized in that way. So if you're able to say, for example, that I'm aiming to make this amount of revenue increase in my business by the next 90 days, for example, and with that extra money, then I'm going to do X, Y, and Z with it, That then gives you a reason, and instead of it just being this arbitrary number, it might be something to do with investing in your business. It might be for you to then go on a holiday with, or for the family, or for yourself. I've got one client that is absolutely looking to smash their targets so that they can then buy themselves a brand new MacBook that they've had their eyes on. It's not been an essential purchase, but that for them is the right when they hit that target, that's where that extra money is going to go to as well. So if you don't have a meaning behind that goal or that money, then it just sometimes doesn't give that story or the feeling of money enough impetus from my experience personally and also working with clients as well. So really think about your goal and then take it to that next level and just put a bit more oomph into it, a bit more meaning behind it as well. So what do you think then? What is your money stories at the moment? What's this triggered for you? What's it highlighted for you? You might be listening to this and say, Asman, I've got a really positive relationship with money and positive stories, then well done and please do keep that going. One thing I would say is that as you continue to grow and even take the next levels in your business, keep watching out for that, because what can happen is that a new money story can form. So every time that you level up, then you might then hit, as Gay Hendrick talks about, an upper limit. But really, just think about as you do continue to step up, and that might be raising your prices, it might be being bolder in some of the decisions that you make or what you invest in as well, then really see what that tells you about your money mindset and your money stories as well. So I'm going to wrap that up here for you, but please do pay attention to what you're saying to yourself, what you hear other people saying, and how that impacts you as well, and start to really ask yourself, is your money mindset, is your money beliefs, is your money stories getting in your way, and how can you transform that? If you have highlighted, or if it's made you think, I do have some baggage or things that are sabotaging me, then please do reach out to me. I'm more than happy to have a conversation to see how I can help you to get unstuck. So you can reach out to me. We can have a virtual cuppa that allows us to have a proper two-way conversation, because even though it feels like I'm talking to you and we're having a conversation right now, I do know it is still one way, really, and I'd love to have a proper chat with you as well. So you can find out more details about how to book in for a virtual cuppa using the links below or going over to the show notes. Also, you'll find all the details in the show notes on how you can connect with me over on the world of LinkedIn or Instagram, Facebook, email. I'd love to have a conversation around your biggest insights and takeaway from today's episode. So please do reach out to me there, and I look forward to sharing more with you next week. Bye for now. Two quick things before you go. First of all, I would be so grateful if you could do me a favor and take a minute to subscribe, rate, and leave a review of this podcast on your favorite podcast player. This will mean that this episode and future episodes find their way to other business owners to help them on their business journey, and also for you, it'll mean that the next episode will be waiting for you in your feed so that you don't miss out. And then if you've not already done so, I'd again love to invite you to take the Business Magic Scorecard, because in less than 2 minutes, I promise that it will help you to clearly see where your biggest opportunities are for growth and what's currently going well for you so that you can keep doing those things. You'll receive your results in a personalized report along with free exclusive resources to help you move things forward based upon your individual results. And what's more, you can even book in for a free 50-minute virtual cuppa with me so that we can have a real two-way conversation about your business and results. So will it be your design, your mindset, or your strategies that need your attention so that you can confidently grow your business without chaos and confusion? Find out by going to osmansharif.com/scorecard or through the links in the show notes. I look forward to hearing what you make of your results, and until next time, bye for now.